I'm Ted Johnson, and this piece for the Washington Post is an ode to my mother, whose death made me question the existence of God, but whose life proved to me that angels are real. A few years ago, the woman who gave me life passed away in the evening hours following Mother's Day. For 2 decades, she'd beaten cancer each time it had appeared. She was a walking miracle, an answered prayer. But the fourth battle proved to be the final one, and her death caused me to do the previously unthinkable, doubt the existence and the utility of God. My mom was a special soul, not because she was mine, but because of her compassion, her concern, her care for others. She was so loving and selfless that I wouldn't have believed it possible if I hadn't seen it for myself. And in a world in desperate need of more people like her, she was taken too soon, robbed from us. How could any benevolent God allow that to happen? And why believe in a callous or disinterested one that would let it? Those are big questions, and my rearing in the Black church and by the American South taught that you don't question God and grown folk. But some things demand answers, and there was no one else to ask. And neither of them could help me make any sense of it. In place of an explanation, there were mostly words meant to comfort and give purpose to tragedy. The Lord works in mysterious ways, they'd say. Well, I'd lost patience with it all. It's a tough experience, losing your mother and your faith all at once. It shakes the core. Something happens when the beliefs and ideas most fundamental to your worldview are challenged or fractured. The experience invites deep inquiry into identity and the proper order of things. We mature when we use these moments to take stock of ourselves, questioning the unquestionable, challenging core convictions. These things help separate what we believe from what we've been told and assumed to be true. And this introspection can give a certain clarity to the things happening around us and new ways to see the past. For the first 20 years of my life, we were in church 3 times a week. It was more than just religion. It was a community, its own distinct society. Raised in the southern suburbs of the 1980s, I found in the church the only place, other than my house, where I wasn't in the minority. There was social and cultural education there, points of deep pride. Kids had responsibilities in the choir, as ushers, reading a morning passage. Praise dancing and church fans never stopped on Sunday afternoons. My mother was a musician and directed the choir. And if you ask me what I believe, I will point to her at that piano singing at morning service. When she was gone, I started to see proof of her everywhere, not only in my belief system and my lens for viewing a complicated world, but in the smaller things, like the cardinal that arrives at the bird feet of the moment I look. She's in the aromas of my kitchen and in the songs she used to sing or play. I see her more in my face, in my temperament, in how I say certain words. I talk to her often, my inner monologues nodding to her as though she's in the audience. Ma, you wouldn't believe this. I think she'd get a kick out of it all, seeing her firstborn sitting outside like she did on hot days with a cold tomato in one hand and a salt shaker in the other. Learning the ways and the moments and the places where those who love her still find her. Knowing that we see her in the sunsets at the golden time of day, just like she wanted. And in the rainbows too, received as the mother's gentle encouragement to live well. In my refusal to let go of her, a simpler faith emerged. There was no need for mythology, no desire to let grief have the last word or be the strongest memory. She was still around, just differently now. But it's been a journey to get to this point, and admittedly, I still have no answers to those big questions. Sometimes there isn't one. Faith doesn't promise miracles and answered prayers. It only promises that they are possible. And they are, I know, because my mother was both. A few days before she passed, I stopped at the nurse's station outside her hospital room for an update. One of them stood slowly, reverently, it seemed, and gave a rundown of the previous night. And the report was positive enough, but the nurse's eyes confirmed what my heart already knew. Without thinking, I started singing her praises. I needed them to know that she was special, and not just because she was mine. So after going on for a bit, struggling to find the right words, I asked them, "You know how when someone dies at the funeral, people only talk about the person's best qualities and best moments and leave everything else out?" And all the nurses nodded. "Well, with my mother, there's nothing to leave out. Nothing. She is an angel on this earth."